Hi, this is Miss Melis, the Bathtub Mermaid, and you're listening to Tales from the Tub. August 22nd, 2016. My friend Fran asked me to talk about the color teal. Originally, I was going to combine it with turquoise, but I decided that would be cheating. Besides, teal is a distinctly different color. To me, teal is the color of ice skating. I don't remember learning to ice skate. It's just something my mother and I always did when I was a kid. I remember skating with her on Deal Lake in New Jersey and on the foot-thick rippled ice of the frozen reservoir in Georgetown, Colorado, when they hadn't yet frozen over the baseball diamond. I remember weekend trips to the ski resorts in Loveland and Vail where we would skate instead of ski. I lived in Colorado for 7 years and never learned to ski. And I would complain because I was wearing itchy thermal socks over tights under my jeans and I would be sweaty and cold and skated out long before the adults were ready to go home. I remember holding Benjamin's hand when we skated at ice rinks in Colorado when we were like 5 and 6 years old, both of us in those double-bladed skates designed for wobbly children and Donny Osmond. They used to have the Donny and Marie show and they would skate in the opening and he wore double-bladed skates. Random 70s trivia. I remember in the winter, before my friends and I all wanted those sneakers with roller skate wheels attached, that my friends and I would go to the rink at the Y in Arvada, Colorado twice a week after school to participate in their open skate sessions. I never took lessons. I don't think any of us ever took lessons, but we learned to scissor our feet and use the right edges and do simple spins and tiny jumps anyway, even without formal training. We learned to shoot the duck and race around the rink, and sometimes we even wore cute little skating skirts to do it, but mostly since we were going after school, we just wore jeans. After we moved to California, Mom and I stopped skating until the year before I met Fuzzy. That was the year the Sharks moved to San Jose, and they opened their training center for open skating in order to offset costs. Mom and I went to one of the first sessions, but the rental skates were horrible, so we went directly to the pro shop to buy proper figure skates. Now, I have never been a particular hockey fan, though I've started following it a little bit more in recent years, but the rookies have to work in the pro shop, and when a soulful Russian or Finnish hockey player is holding your bare foot in his huge hand and asking you in accented English what size shoe you wear and saying, "You will come want to play, yes?" How can you say no? But I didn't ever make it to a live Sharks game, even though I lived only a short walk away from the Shark Tank for several years. In fact, the only time we ever went there was for figure skating shows. It was a tradition that I went every year with Mom, but then she moved to Baja Sur, Mexico, and I moved to Texas, where the ice shows never come. Well, they go to, like, Austin and Houston, but for some reason they never come to Dallas, where it's just not a skating town, even though the Stars are headquartered here. And my skates. My beautiful white figure skates. I still have them. They're sitting unused on the top shelf of my hall closet. Their blades protected by rubber guards in, guess what color? Nah, I'll just tell you. Pacific teal. The color of the Sharks. Bathtub Mermaid, Tales from the Tub is written by Melissa A. Bartell under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike International 4.0 license and is produced using Bostock and Audacity. For show notes, music credits, and transcripts, please visit www.bathtubmermaid.com. You can contact me on Twitter or Instagram at Melis, M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, or you can send an email to Miss Melis, M-I-S-S-M-E-L-Y-S-S-E, @gmail.com. Thanks for listening, and remember, never let your bathwater get too cold.